Get Mad of High School and Music. In today's episode, we get mad at high school and music. We use songs as an example of a thing that the first semester of music class should teach you how to make. I want you to think about a website with an album of 10 songs that you create that your customers can buy or license from you for their business use. Music is simple. Elevator music is so simple that it is automatically generated. So is brainless video music that plays in the background. Underwhelming workout music that people kind of prefer is little more than background music. So from now on, when you hear brainless music, void of soul and love, get mad at your teacher and say, "Hey, don't waste my time. Don't make me memorize. If you want to teach, teach me something complete and useful, wrapped in a small business." And when they kick you out of class for being disruptive, stay mad and babble something madly and awkwardly under your nose. Don't give up as they drag you out. If the world government really believed that you were the future of their nations, they wouldn't be putting you in debt for higher education. If teachers were really interested in nobly educating you out of their own goodness, they would have never allowed book publishers to cheat you. If schools really were on your side, student debt would never have existed in the first place. Student debt forgiveness is not enough. A school that charges money has a conflict of interest. It will simply educate less and aim to profit even more. Get mad. You can always go back to school, but you will not always have an opportunity to focus all your attention on some amazing experiment from which you learn a whole lot more than all of your classes in school. I mention music because it is everywhere. And if music class really did teach music, we would all be able to create songs. It is just drums, bass, chords, and melodies. Music theory is not difficult either when taught right, with simple emphasis on circle of fifths and focus on examples in LMMS. If schools really cared to help you, they would help you find and fund a path towards a small business, such as the creating of workout music and sale of workout programs. At the end of the first year of high school, you would not be getting a grade, but your first business. And you would experience making your first $100. The next year, you would have a second and third and fourth business. Some of your best customers would be kids from your school. Music is really useful when creating videos, documentaries, workouts, commercials, presentations, you name it. Because you are right there, they would be licensing lots of material from you. And this would continue on. The word would spread. Your little company would reliably make a little bit of money. Get mad, because your time is precious. And nobody should take advantage of your inexperience by acting high and mighty, all the while selling you out for a small paycheck. Get mad, because you deserve a real and functional education that enhances your predispositions, not cookie-cutter classes that attack you for having unique interests. We all face poverty, and we are given this idea of going to college and making money. But college took upon itself to actually put us in debt, shove us into the minus, and allow others to nibble some more. A debt that cannot be removed with bankruptcy. A predatory textbook business model. Are you kidding me? Get mad because you are being handed lemons and forced to drink the lemonade that the school convinces you that only they can teach you how to make. It is time to stop pretending to learn by cramming for tests and memorizing material, and time to start asking questions. And what is this grade and GPA nonsense? Grades are not real just for the fact that tests can be crammed for. They only reflect forgotten memories. If you want something real, how about small business success? Even the dean's list seems like a scam when you have to pay for lectures and textbooks. It just gets the students to come back the next semester and play the charade a little bit more. Music class, to give you a simple example, must enable every student to make music. On the final day of the first semester, everyone needs to know how to make songs with LMMS. It is that simple. Music class teaches you to make music. If you can't make an album of songs, then you just get tricked. Your time is precious and not to be wasted. And let me tell you something. Get mad, because the teacher sure took a bunch of money home for pretending to teach you.